Hayley Milnes is the co-president of the UK Professional Speakers Association, and I had the pleasure of meeting the charming Hayley when she came out to Australia for the National Speakers Convention here. I discovered that the ambit of her speaking is all about confidence, having confidence, and I thought that was a tremendous area to talk about. And recently I received her newsletter, which was talking about the subject of how to stop being a perfectionist. I hadn't realised that lots of people don't get as much done as they should because they are perfectionists. So I just had to interview Hayley and start by asking her to tell us what she meant by being a perfectionist.
Perfectionism, I think, is probably, well, it's important that people do things right, of course, and do things properly, but I think perfectionism is possibly one of the most common ways of getting things stopped, for putting up a stop sign as opposed to getting things done. Perfectionism actually grinds things to a halt.
Is it rampant? Is it something that lots of people suffer from, or only a few?
Oh, I think if we went with that good old Pareto rule, the 80-20, you're probably going to have at least 20% of the employed people in your country that will have that issue. And I hate to think it might be the 80%. But in my experience in business, a lot of people are not delegating because they have the fear that they are the only person who can actually do it properly.
Yeah. And I suppose building up the confidence to delegate is one thing. Recognising it or doing it's another.
Yes. If you don't have the confidence to delegate, I say to people, really, if you were to die tomorrow, your business would close. You know, it's a case of, let's be realistic about this. Other people can do your job, perhaps not to the nth degree that you would like it to be done in, but people can do it. And if you let people do a little bit at a time and praise them for it and encourage them and show them, then you're going to have tremendous freedom as a business owner if you learn to cure your perfectionism habit.
So you thought it was a good idea to come up with this self-assessment so that people could find out how they were on the scale, and then knowing about it, they could possibly do something about it. Can you take us through some of the questions you should be asking yourself?
You know, I say to people, do you accept that people might not have the same high personal standards that you have? And according to the number that they rate themselves, we've got a grid of 1 to 10. And obviously if someone's saying, you know, I don't accept work because it doesn't meet my standards, and you grade that as an 8 or a 9, then you're going to be a very, very difficult person to work with. So, you know, can you over a period of time give over or let go some of your, I know that perfectionist people will be horrified to say that, I'm going to say drop your standards, but you can you let it go? Can you just let that issue, let's say you're doing a publication, can you let it go to print knowing that there could be a slight glitch in there? And for some people, that is a step too far.
Oh, indeed.
So it's making them understand that when you and I read copy, we are not looking for every I to be dotted and T to be crossed. We're more interested in the quality content. So it's getting people to understand that people don't look at our work the way that we look at it and move on from that very particular high standard level.
So that's why working on reports and letters until they're excellent is another sign of perfection.
Oh, yes. And if you keep reworking that report and reworking that email, you'll never ever hit the send button, and then the work will never get done. So again, you have to ask yourself, do you do that?
And I guess that leads to another key, doesn't it? Where I notice you ask whether people miss deadlines.
Yes. Perfectionists often miss deadlines, and they're frustrated because they have done so, and it becomes a habit, and then they just kind of accept that they do miss deadlines. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy then.
So being perfect in what they do probably means they miss out on the business because they've missed the deadline.
Absolutely. I have an example of a client that I was coaching, and she's actually a gynecologist. She's working within the National Health Service here in UK. And she wanted one of her registrars to write up a document for her. It was aftercare for clients after they'd had an operation. And the chap drew up the documents, and when it was given back to his report, my client, the consultant, she didn't like what he had done. So she rewrote it, and then it went to print. So now he's getting his review, and she comments on the fact that he hadn't delivered what she wanted. And he said, but it was printed and it was published and everyone's happy with it. And she said, but you didn't do that. I did. And he just smiled at her and said, well, whose fault is that? So, you know, sometimes people who have perfectionism bring so much extra workload onto themselves because they don't accept that, you know, other people can't do a good job. And really, as I said to her, well, if you weren't happy with what your junior had done, you should have bounced it back and given him guidance. But no, you decided you were the only person who could do it and did it yourself.
They do become critical, though, of friends and family for poor performance too, don't they, Aileen?
Oh, yes. And they're very, very difficult to live with because nobody can ever come up to their standards. And you often find that you are attracted to and partner up with someone who has a very different personality trait to you. And initially we say, don't we, that opposites attract. But quite often in life, they may attract initially, but then they attack. So if you're not careful, you marry someone who might have this perfectionism trait and you admire it because everything gets done properly and, you know, the car is beautifully polished, the grass is cut like a cricket lawn, you know, everything looks wonderful. But then it drives you crazy because everything in life has to be done that way. It's all about having conversations with people. I mean, you and I are expert communicators. So if you have a perfectionism issue, then talk to people and see how you can just drop down a little bit to be more like everybody else, really.
But there's lots of things to it. You know, some people who are perfectionists can't bear to accept advice or help from others. I mean, how do they relax and let go if you want them to do that?
Well, some people do, and they move forward, and some people become very marginalised and alone because they feel very passionate about everything being right. And it's a lonely place to be. All I can say to people is talk to one another, you know, seek some help, get a coach, get some counselling. If you really do have a major issue, if you were to do my perfectionism assessment and you were coming out all 8, 9s and 10s, then I would say, yes, you have an issue. You need to speak to someone who can give you guidance on this because it's definitely affecting your productivity and it is not sustainable.
Well, I mean, I guess, Aileen, that doing the assessment and recognising that you've got a problem is the first step, isn't it? Because you can become aware of it and perhaps once you're aware of it, start to try to get away from that 10 out of 10 perfection score.
Yes, and I think a lot of it will actually go back to, you've just said 10 out of 10, Winnow, and if we go back to our days in school, we liked to have 10 out of 10 and a gold star.
Yeah, didn't we?
Absolutely, and if we didn't, we felt cheated or let down or that we hadn't done our best. And so, you know, if that has been ingrained as you as a child, if that's part of your upbringing, and that's, you know, I do coach a lot of young people these days who beat up on themselves because, you know, oh, I went to university and I only got a 3.2 or a 2.1 or whatever. My degree was not what I wanted it to be. And I'm saying, hang on a minute, you got your degree. Can we move out of this? I can't remember the last time anyone asked me about my qualifications and the level I got. They just want to know that I got it and my experience. So, yes, don't give yourself such a hard time would be my advice.
I suppose the most familiar thing you hear from perfectionists is the statement, and it's on your list, if I want a job done properly, I have to do it myself. Now, how far can you go with that? I mean, how can you be just a 5 on that score? So you're happy to let others have a go and you're happy to put up with minor mishaps. Does alcohol help?
I wouldn't imagine alcohol would help in the slightest. To be honest, it's going back to this, do the assessment tool, look at it, and then maybe if you want an honest response is to give your results to someone that you know, like, and trust, someone in your sphere, in your circle that you admire, and say to them, is this an accurate assessment of me? Have I graded myself properly here? And then look to improve. And my tip always is do the assessment every quarter and see if you are actually making changes and give yourself one or two simple things that you can achieve and then stick to them. So, for example, the question you've just asked me is, if I wanted a job done properly, I'll do it myself. So look at a deadline that you've got coming up, one that's really important to you, and make a commitment to delegate it to somebody else. It's probably going to be as difficult as killing one of your children, but you're going to have to do it. And then you step away and let that person do the job. Support them, advise them, but you're not doing it. And the total relief that you will have, the boost in self-confidence that you will have, and the increase in productivity that will be realized as a result will be worth the effort.
Yeah, and I think really you've brought home to me the fact that we've got to recognise it first. And once we've recognised it, we can start to do something about it. And we'll find we'll enjoy life more, we'll have more time to do other projects, and we'll get things done.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned alcohol there. If you had a drinking and addiction and you went to Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing they would say is you will not step away from this compulsive disorder that you have, because to a certain extent that is what perfectionism is. You will not step away from this addiction until you admit you've got it. So, you know, it's exactly the same with perfectionism. The first thing is identifying that you've got it and being prepared to let it go.
So there we are. That's how to stop being a perfectionist. Now, you'll see the assessment sheet at the website. I'll make sure it's there for you to have a look at. And you can decide how close to perfectionism you run and how you can save a lot of time and trouble by just easing off a little bit, taking some of Ailey's clues. Now, if you want to know more, you can contact Ailey. You can email her at e@aileymilnes.com. Now, you spell Ailey, E-I-L-I-D-H, and it's Milnes, M-I-L-N-E-S.com. If you're desperate to talk to her, it's international access, 444-1270-212-999. That's international access, 444-1270-212-999. Or if you want to send a lovely thank you card or a snail mail letter, Ailey is at The Confidence Press, 34 Nesfield Drive, Winterley, Sandbach, Cheshire, CW11-4NT, UK. Oh, that's a mouthful. I think we'd better put that at the website for you too. But there you are. Stop being a perfectionist. Thanks, Ailey.